kind of get back into the groove again right away?
I mean, it's difficult because, I mean, we stood there like 10, 15 minutes, players getting tight, you know, a lot of guys praying for him, hoping he get a speedy recovery, and it's really hard to continue practice knowing somebody went down, and, you know, you just never know, you want to play from being injured.
It's just kind of the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, sometimes guys get carted away, and you just got to go right back to work. I mean, it's a weird scene, seeing somebody getting put into an ambulance, and then, you know, 200 feet away, practice continues.
Oh, yeah, it's real weird. I mean, just like in the game, you see one of your teammates go down, I mean, you got to finish the game, same for practice. You see somebody go down, I mean, we out here to get better, and it's kind of hard to continue, but we know we got a job to do.
Travis, it seems like you and Don Munchman just had some big collisions the first few days of camp. Do you like that? Are you looking for them, or is it
that? Not really, actually. Actually, this is my first time, you know, playing against, well, he's my teammate, but I never played against him when I was at Tennessee and Buffalo. But John is a great player, and he's going to come up. He's going to thud me up, and I got to my coach told us to just, you know, get our shoulders pads down and run forward. So, unfortunately, every time 47 there, that lets you know he's a student of the game, and every time I got the ball, he's around the ball.
Seems like you guys are just kind of similar styles, big hitting, you know, I mean, it's kind of bound to happen. You guys are going to be on the same field, you're going to have that kind of play.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of funny you said it because he had talked to me yesterday and was like, man, if I run into you one more time, and I was like, I don't like running into you neither. So it go both ways. So he's competitive. I'm a competitive. We try to make each other better every day.
As training camp continues, how much more comfortable are you feeling in the system? And how much more are you feeling this absolutely has been the system for me my entire career?
Each day, I'm feeling better and better with the system. I'm getting comfortable with the blocking, the offensive line. And I think, you know, it's just a matter of time where I'm going to just have it down packed, just knowing my players and knowing what they're going to do each play. And I really think I could do some big things in this offense.
Officially a grind now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely officially a grind. I mean, we're working hard, and we're trying to get better every day, and we're working towards one goal.
In a lot of ways, you're your own worst enemy. You're not one of those running backs who runs around people. You bring a lot of this on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I've been in the league, this is my seventh year, and I learned, you know, I got to do what I do. That's my game, pounding, and after a while, you know, guys will be trying to miss me. So that's the whole plan, you know, just keep punching it in there, and then after a while, you know, they ain't going to want no more coming the fourth quarter.
Travis, people talk about running backs getting hit. Do you remember the best hit you've delivered, running over anybody, that kind of thing?
Yeah, actually I do. I mean, it was last year we were playing New England Patriots in Tennessee, and it was I want to say Samuel. But anyway, it was a play to the right. He came up to me, and I gave him a stiff arm. I mean, like the whole crowd just like, you know, whirled when I did it. So that had to be my best play.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.